Jane's World today, we're chatting about dating. And it's funny because we've been chatting around the office and people have been changing their tunes. So after just 1 month of dating, Ariana Grande and her boyfriend Pete Davidson are engaged. And there's been a lot of chin wagging around this. You know, the whole question of when should you get married to your partner? Is 6 months a good benchmark? Maybe 6 years? Is there a correct answer to this question? I don't think so. To give you a little timeline of their relationship between Ariana and Pete, she met him in 2016 on the set of an American television show, Saturday Night Live. In May 2018, she split from her boyfriend, Mac Miller. In the same month, Pete broke up with his girlfriend. Coincidental? I think not. In the same month of May, the two went Instagram official. On the 2nd of June, they got matching tattoos, and now they're engaged. To be very, very honest with you, I would have married Mr. T the night I met him. And Zama's like, oh, because of hindsight, you know. And I was like, no, I'm telling you now, I would have married him the first night that I met him. But I say that because a mutual friend had told Mr. T and I about each other for years and years and years. We ran in the same circles. He was in Johannesburg. I was here. We were always with other people. The timing wasn't right. We never met. But by the time we actually met, I knew everything about him. And we met in the same space and time in our lives. So we met with the same kind of vision and where we wanted to go in life. So it was just like the perfect timing. So yes, I would have married him on the first night. But how soon is it to get engaged? Maybe you've got a story. It's Meghan Trainor. Lips are moving on East Coast Radio. Well, that they certainly are as far as Ariana Grande being engaged. Everyone has their two cents to say about it. And I asked you whether or not, is there too soon to be engaged? Or when you know, do you just know and time is irrelevant? It stands still. It doesn't matter. This one says, hey, Jan, I met a girl. Everything felt right. And I knew that she was the one after 4 months who were engaged. And now we are happily married. I'd love to hear that. Let's take a listen to this one.
Hi, Jane. This is Susan. I do not think that a month is enough time. I don't even think 5 years is enough time to even fully get to know someone. I know, like, the fuzzy feeling you get in the beginning is, it can be quite deceiving. They say love is blind, and that is true. You need to give it time. Definitely a month. No.
It's a tricky one when it comes to love, man.
Hi, Jane. This is Tabi. I just cannot understand how Ariana Grande can get engaged after being with someone for only a month. I mean, I could never commit my future away that quickly to someone after just knowing them for a month. I mean, at least it will have to be a year or a little over a year before I can just give up my freedom like that. So I don't know if it's bravery or what, but I just could never do that. It will take a while. Couple of more dates, gifts, showering me with even more gifts, you know, and more dates and more being spoiled. And then we could think about commitment.
It's interesting because they actually met in 2016. And if you look at the timeline, it's a bit weird how they both broke up with their people within like the same month, and the kind of the coincidence is even more disturbing, and that's a conversation all for itself. But it's very interesting, this kind of mixed bag of reaction to this.
Hi, East Coast Radio. Hubby and I met in October, November 1993. I resided in Pumula on the south coast, and my hubby in Ishawi. We met each other approximately 10 or 12 weekends. We didn't get engaged. The wedding invite for the 26th of February 1994 was a simple phone call to family and friends. We are still married. It's going on 25 years next Feb. We're best friends. We have no secrets. Even when we know the other won't be charmed, we're always honest with each other, no matter what. Kenny and Joanne, Richards Bay.
Love you guys with all my heart.
It's Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.